Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go!
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 507 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Merry Christmas. This is our pre-Christmas show. Last show of the year. Exciting times. Christmas right around the corner. And a new year, even just beyond that. I'm one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. Joining me today, we have a packed house, starting behind the scenes, spinning the discs, Mr. Robin Tate.
Hello there. How you doing? Happy Christmas, everybody. Here we are.
Excellent.
Pretty much on time. This is getting good. See, with practice comes
in it. Exactly. With practice. Yeah.
Wow, yous are all looking fantastic. I know yous can't see me because of five camera stuff, and that makes it difficult, but yous look great. Yous look glowing. Yous look like yous have been on the festive liquor already, Kim.
Oh, I might have been.
Just Kim. Yeah.
Yeah, so, Christmas, great to be on the show, and let's enjoy this tonight. This should be good fun.
Absolutely. Also, we just mentioned her, Miss Kim Woods, on the podcast today.
Howdy, howdy, everybody. How the heck are you? My phone now.
Doing well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Christmas time. How can you not be doing well?
Merry Christmas. Well, you know, Happy New Year.
Fair enough. Happy Hanukkah. Any other Festivus. Whatever
Kwanzaa,
you celebrate. Kwanzaa. Just enjoy this time of year.
Whatever makes you happy.
Also on the show, Miss Nicole Radowski.
Hello. How's everybody?
Hello, Nicole. We are doing fantastic. How are you, Nicole?
Nicole's still got wet hair, and so I apologize.
But you smell clean.
Well,
but I what?
But you smell clean.
At least you have hair.
Right? That was my first thought. I was like, you know what? At least I'm coming to the podcast clean in body, not necessarily in mind, but clean in body.
You look great. Did you come on a motorbike?
Oh, and oh, last dear. But
okay, I'm taking that point back.
We have a friend Defoe.
yo
Real Defoe. Gary DeFelice, how are you?
Good. What's up, kids? How y'all doing today?
Good. I'm excited because I just realized you turned, I'm not going to say the actual age, but before me.
Barely.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rough year for all of us.
Yeah.
Or a lot of us.
Damn straight.
Kim, that bitch.
Yes.
But the rest of us, it'll be a rough year coming up.
Well, especially if you're a Broncos fan.
Dude, that was a bad year. Bad year.
That was a rough year.
It's very rarely you ever want to lose to the Raiders. And in most cases, even when you suck, you don't. But I do not want to beat the Raiders tomorrow. I want better draft pick, and I want the Raiders to lose a better draft pick. So I'm all in for the loss tomorrow.
I'm actually all for Case Keenum having a season-ending injury tomorrow. This is strictly fantasy football-related talk, but that's my Christmas wish right now.
I thought you were talking about age. I'm pretty rough.
We wanted to get off that.
Bouncing around a little.
Age sucks.
Well, you know.
All right, well, hey. Thanks, everybody, for being on the podcast. Thanks to our listeners who are in the chat at the moment tuning in. We broadcast every week, basically Sundays at 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. in Central, except for next week. We won't be on next week. That is our once a year we take at least 1 week off, so that will be when we take it off. So if you are planning on listening to the podcast, listen to it this week. Don't listen to it next week, or listen to a back episode. Have some fun with that. Pretty much it. I see a note here. We're also on at 1 a.m. in the South Pacific, where Santa visits first. Yeah. Apparently, Santa starts in the South Pacific first. I did not know that he had a starting point there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where the international time zone is. So if you watch the NORAD tracker, which we have done for years in this house, in fact, since it was like 56K modem and it was very basic, now it's very complex, but you can watch Santa Claus and the right. sleigh starting off in the South Pacific, those little islands, and working its way through, and we watch it intensively. So
yeah. I always used to love, and they still do it once in a while, but the weatherman used to have the Santa sleigh tracker, mm-hmm. and that was the way it was, old school.
Now watching the NORAD one made me feel as if I was hacking something, you know, all those years ago.
Actually, true. When I was a kid, you used to be able to call a phone number and they would tell you where Santa was.
Yeah.
I remember that.
You used to be able to call up Jeffrey also, Toys R Us, and give him your birthday wish list or something like that, I believe.
Yes.
That's your Santa list. Yeah.
That I don't remember.
Yeah. Toys R Us, that's something that still
Toys R Us, what's that?
Exactly.
Oh, you mean Amazon?
All right.
I love Amazon, but it is sad. I can't go to the toy store.
Who is I being love my child. Right, he's not understanding.
Is that your child bringing your phone?
Huh. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I got to go on the Ferris wheel in Toys R Us in Times Square before it all went away. So
is the one in Times Square gone? I live here.
I don't even know. It's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone too.
It must be about a year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
very sad.
Oh, well, it's a sign of things. It is a sign of things.
It is. Speaking of things, if you're curious about where you can find us, you can find us on twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, and youtube.com/OC podcast. Just in case you were curious, we're also on iTunes and Twitter and Twitch and pretty much any social media platform, we have some kind of presence. But we'll cover all of that again, I guarantee you.
For sure.
Seriously, what is up with all the goddamn phones? People, mute them.
Mine was muted, but he's one of my favorites, so he can bust through.
Yeah,
that's my wife calling the house phone. She'll call like 10 more times. She won't get the phone.
It's all good. I'm just kidding around. All right.
Sure look, he is.
We're a video game podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about video games. Careful. Get on the naughty list. But before we get into all of the video game goodness, we're going to talk about some life stuff, including birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have a few different birthdays. Kim, you look poised and ready to read off birthdays. I think you should do the honors.
Sure. The one person who wasn't paying attention.
You look like you're the only person paying attention.
I was in the chat. But anyway, birthdays. Here we go. We have the real Richard Webster on the 24th.
What is he, like 21?
Yeah, I think he's like 19 or 15 or something.
Fucker. Just got his driver's license.
Can't grow a mustache. No, just can't.
We have Lady Grace Moores on the 25th. Oh, yeah. Birthday baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Fuser's wife.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We have Kyle Adams on the 27th. And Scott McDougall, also on the 27th. So happy birthday.
Yeah. Everybody, enjoy your 21st birthday. We appreciate you, your patronage very much. I think we have a song for them, do we not, Robin?
Happy birthday to you.
That's enough of that.
Fair enough.
Very well.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this past week and some story time.
Ooh. Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
Kim, I like your prelude sound effects. You're good with this. Ooh.
Well, you know, gotta play something.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
We're not that Gary, interesting.
I don't know what's going on in your life, so let's talk about you. What's going on, Gary DeFelice?
Let's see. Well, if you remember last time, I told you my son made the JV basketball team for high school.
Right.
And that weekend, he broke his thumb. So he was out for 3 weeks, but came back this week. So he's back. All That's right. good news. Thumb is healed. It's good to be young. But let's talk fantasy football real quick, because I'm having a year. I'm going to win some more coin. Your league.
Yeah.
I'm in the finals.
Yeah. The irony is, your league, I'm in the finals.
I can't believe
and
I lost
my
it.
League, you're in the finals. True. So yeah, we're doing well.
Dude, that league that you're in my finals in, my team is just so good, and to not be there is just killing me. But whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a cheaper league. I can live. I'm in another Super Bowl, and then I have a massive point buildup league, which I'm in second, just fighting it out. Everybody on my team is getting hurt. Melvin Gordon, Odell Beckham, Cam Newton. They're just going down left and right. I'm trying to survive and hang in for second because that's still – it's a big money league. It's second place still be $500. So.
All right.
I'm hanging in there, but I'm going to win some coin. It should be – I don't know. How much do I win for your league if I can pull that off? A couple hundred?
Oh, yeah, probably at least 300, I believe.
All right, good.
Second place is 300. First place I want to say is like 700, so –
All right. Hey, I could be close to 1,000 this year in winnings from football. So we'll see. I could do another upgrade on my computer or something. We'll see.
There you go.
I'll buy more booze for Kim so she can wear tank tops on the podcast.
Oh, sure. You would.
All right.
I probably would, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you probably would.
I like to share.
Fantasy football. It is a thing. It is definitely wrapping up. It's going to make me sad. Because this is the last week of fantasy football. Next week, it's just kind of the last week of regular season football, which typically speaking isn't all that exciting. Although this year, it seems like there's going to be some good games leading up into that.
You should do the DraftKings next week. I've actually been winning that like every week.
It's because I haven't been doing the DraftKings.
I think it's because there's only four people, but still.
I may give it a shot next week. I'll do my best.
I racked up over $100 in there.
Just one final football-y thing. Because you are boring the hell out of everybody else. Greg, do the Cardinals have any sort of chance against the Rams right now? They're playing them right now.
Oh, against the Rams. Yeah, there's a chance. The Rams have not looked particularly good, nor have the Cardinals all season. So, I mean, there's a chance. There's always a chance in football. That's one of the great things about the game. You know, just like in European football or soccer, you know, there's always a chance that somebody might, you know, do the upset. Well,
Todd Gurley did take a he is not playing today, Todd Gurley, so there's a chance.
There's definitely a chance then.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. Yes. but honestly, I don't know that the Cardinals want to win that game. They want the better draft pick.
They're going to win. I think the Cardinals will win.
They might.
How about that?
They have a good defense. They have a decent defense. They just have a really bad offense right now.
Damn, Zach Ertz. Stop catching passes. Sorry.
Anyway. All right. Let's move off from fantasy football. Let's move off from football in general. Let's slide over to Nicole.
All right. I've done some exciting things the last little while. I slept for 2 days.
Oh, yeah. That sounds so good.
That does sound
right?
Yes.
So we got out of work early on Friday. Friday was a half day for students. We got the message the night before, you know, from the superintendent. When your principal says go, go. By noon, we were all out the door. I grabbed some lunch, came home, ate my lunch, let the dogs out, relaxed for a little bit, was playing a little bit of rock. And the next thing I know, three out, yes.
Sorry, I need to go back to this. So you originally were planning on having a full day of school, and then the superintendent
scheduled half day for students, full day for teachers.
Okay, and that makes sense to me now. Because I was like, suddenly it was like on a whim, the superintendent said, fuck it, let's do a half day for everybody. I was like, that seems odd.
No. Okay. No, it was scheduled already for students.
Okay.
So, came up. Next thing I know, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I woke up, you know, I was like, oh, well, shit, I guess I fell asleep. Phone in hand, game going in the background. It's like hardcore. Had a little bit of, you know, cleaned up some stuff, had a little bit of dinner. Next thing I know, it's 11 o'clock. I was asleep again. So I just was still yawning, so I went to bed. I woke up the next morning, did a few things, and took like a 2 or 3 hour nap, ran to the store, came home, and I woke up at 10 o'clock this morning. So I've been on and off all day, you know, hitting things all day, but I mean, just I got a lot of sleep. Like I have never felt this rested in my life.
That's good. That's good. Those are some of the most important like times just to recharge your batteries. I'm excited for you. I'm jealous of you. I think all of us would love sleep at some point. Yeah.
Can I just say something?
No.
Robin wins. No, you cannot sleep with me.
Right. I know that.
Why'd I win? Why'd I win, Gary?
Robin win. Dude, the videos you're playing on Twitch are great.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
Thank you very much. Love it.
Yeah, well, we're having some Christmas feels at the moment, so yeah.
Oh,
Christmas well feel videos.
Well done. Yep. All right. Nicole got her sleep. Kim, what did you get?
That is a whole lot of nothing. I still have to write Christmas presents, so you know. Ooh. I'm way behind, but that's all right. It'll be fine. You know.
Yeah, I am officially done wrapping. Although, you can't see it now. There's a Christmas paper right there. A whole bunch of it. So I finished up all the wrapping last night. So I don't envy you having to do any wrapping. Yeah. I hate wrapping.
I'm not a fan of it either.
Yeah, we've got bags. Got a good bit done. I think Judith is doing some now. I've done some earlier this morning, but there's still tons to go. God almighty. Okay, so Corey got, he loves, excuse me, he's 10, and he loves reading. And Hardy Boys, the Hardy Boys books, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew.
Okay, so they're expensive to buy, even mm-hmm. secondhand. And we bought about 150 books off Gumtree, Craigslist, whatever you call it, yeah?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stop Judith wrapping every friggin' one. Now, I got her to actually do...
she was going to wrap all the books individually.
I got her to put them in batches of, like, 10, even still... I would, you know, one mm-hmm. big box. I would say, like, just wrap the big box. Yeah. It'll be fine.
One big box. Wrap the big box.
As much shit as you order from Amazon, you have a box.
Yes.
Crazy wrapping. Crazy wrapping in here. Judith wraps everything. See, if I stood still for too long in there and I had a Santa hat on, she would wrap me. That sounds good. Let me write that down.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
All right, Kim. Anything else on the that's just
nope,
it. Yeah,
that's all.
Christmas is full court right now for everybody. I think. Yeah. Robin, what about you, my friend?
Speaking of Christmas, okay. So I finished up work on Wednesday evening. Now I took a few phone calls, sent a few emails on Thursday. Did damn all squared, maybe the odd phone call on Friday, but I was keeping my head low. But already, I forgot what day it is. I have lost track of where I am. I'm trying to think what day is tomorrow. What's the day after? Because I was out getting a bottle of Goldschläger tonight.
Very hard.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, yeah. It's a Christmas bottle of Goldschläger. And I bumped into some old friends that we used to live beside in our old house. And I said, look, well, why don't you just come out for a cup of coffee or a drink or some dinner next Thursday or Friday? He's going, well, when is next Thursday or Friday? What day is that? We seem to, with this year, we just lose all track of days, and it's happened already. It's crazy. So the thing that I got this week and I've really enjoyed, I'm getting back my vinyl, I got some Tubular Bells. Mike Oldfield, do you remember that? No? Famous.
I'm sorry,
album.
Wait, hold on. You said Tubular Bells, yeah. But I see on here it says Tubular Balls.
Yeah, yeah. It's for Christmas.
Okay.
So Tubular Balls, just I put it on the record. It was beautiful, fantastic, sitting there with my vinyl and just loving it. So this week, the latest album is Tubular Bells. God, we were off to see Santa last night in the Titanic Center. Oh, yeah. Because some of the kids were off seeing their mother, and then we got them all back together, and we went to the Titanic Center, and we had a sort of special Santa thing there. So you queued up, and you went in, and got your photograph taken with Santa, and that was lovely. That was really nice. Yes.
Titanic Center? Is this a museum for the Titanic?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so beautiful. It actually was voted the best visitor attraction in Europe last year. It is absolutely beautiful building. If you look it up, the Titanic building in Belfast, it is spectacular. So inside of the big staircase is rebuilt. You can go all around. It's actually built on the site of where the Titanic was built. And they have the dry dock marked out the exact size and shape where the Titanic and the Britannic sat. And the hotel where they made the drawings is now just opened as a Titanic hotel. So, you know, we're really good at building things that don't work over here. So,
I was just going to say, well, this is like, I mean, it's interesting on one hand, but also like extremely depressing. I mean, everything in that museum and around that is about people dying.
Mm. And it is unbelievably busy. It's a fun, yeah. but it's really, really, really
what
beautiful.
What do you
want
to do for Christmas?
Well, anyway,
let's go see the Titanic.
So while the boys, some of the boys were with their real mother, okay, right. Charlie and Jasmine and Judith and I went out. We had a couple of hours free, and we went to a restaurant, a fish place, fish restaurant. And we sat down at a table, and there was four people beside us, and we immediately hit it off. Started chatting away. He was from, big guy, from Dallas, from a house in Dallas, and his wife was German, and his son and daughter, who were just married, were there, and they're from New York. And yeah, so he was going, what's good here? And I'm going, I've never been here before. Spin your finger and hit it. It's one of the best fish restaurants in the whole of the UK. And so, but we just chatted, and it was great. And how friendly they were as New Yorkers. And they had the whole thing going on. And we were talking about, they were Cowboys fans. And we were talking about the Cardinals and, yeah, all the bad luck. But just lovely to meet people over here from there, so excited to come up to Northern Ireland. So they were up to see the Titanic Center, and they were up earlier in the day doing the Gears of War. Yeah. I wish the Game of Thrones tour. So they were up at the Dark Trees, and they were at some of the sites, and they were up past my house actually near Winterfell. So that was just lovely, lovely. Northern Ireland's a great new place. Come on over here. Come on. And God, sorry, man,
Time I hear winter's coming, I just think Robin's on his way.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah, winter's coming. So in the UK at the moment, I shared this with you guys earlier on. In the UK at the moment, there is a viral video. A couple, like Judith and I, makes little videos at home and funny stuff. And they recorded a song, and it's now number one in the UK. It is for charity. I ran it on the stream a while ago there. And we built this city on sausage rolls. It's absolutely fantastic. We built this city on sausage rolls. And it's fab. And it's fun. And it's heartwarming. And if you haven't watched that video, go up to YouTube and look for the sausage roll song. It's really good. Really good. Anyway, what are you getting for Christmas? Is there anything in particular you four guys want?
Nothing in particular I want. Yeah. I can't say I have a set, I need this, want this thing this Christmas. Lots of little things that I kind of threw out as like suggestions. More stuff for my office, for the walls, that kind of thing. But yeah, nothing like, I don't know. I kind of have most of what I would want.
I'd like pizza. Just one night. That's all I need.
I'm going to go with that one. Yeah, I'd like to be laid. You know.
It's really all I need.
That's it, you know, but.
That's an old lag term. Means,
Kim going with something far different than pizza.
That goes back to the Lazio gaming days because we couldn't say those things in the chat. So we used to call it pizza.
I did not know this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yep. So
I hope all of you get pizza. In fact, two pizzas.
I would love a double.
Make it a pizza party. Make it a pizza party.
Well, Chicago deep dish.
Kim and Nicole get extra sausage. Gary, we'll give you olives.
Anchovies.
I was just thinking something with a hole.
I was thinking of a smell, but hey.
That's this not exactly a compliment, Gary. All right.
Wait, one quickie. Sarah, I bring happy Christmas to you. You're disappearing off very, very shortly. Oh. So thank you very, very much for tuning in pretty much every single week in the live chat. Happy holidays. Happy Christmas to you. And I hope you have a fantastic few days and get lots of nice prezzies. So lovely to see you.
I know, we miss her.
Yeah.
Gift cards.
Yeah. Yes, send us gift cards. Yes. Oh, no, the other way around.
Yes, gift cards. So you don't have to travel with them.
There you go.
Let's see. I think we kind of covered everything.
We sure did.
And then some.
And then some. And then some. So, yes, pizza for everybody and fantasy football. That's pretty much sums up the whole thing. Yeah. Let's talk about some games.
Oh, shit. The games things? games. Yeah, playing games.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Ho, 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 ho. All right. Pizza. I mean, sorry, games. Let's talk about games. Gary, what have you been playing of late?
Short list. I'm still playing God of War. And that is quite the game. I did finish it. Finished the campaign, but the end game is still good. There's several things I am going to try to 100% this, which is very rare for me to do, but I'm going for it. it was a great game. I'm so glad I picked it up. And I'm sure, but
was it really? When you say you're really glad I picked it up. Was it different? Was it than what you would normally play? Was it what was the hook in it?
Well, I thought it was just going to be regular old button masher, which of course it is. But the story, and I don't get too much into stories. It's very rare. The Last of Us, there's a few that get me. The way they did the story, I do have a lot of him in me. No pizza though. But the way they do the story and kind of pull it around, the way you level up, everything about it, I just really like the way they did it. The story was great and. Just, it was fun, and it's so much fun. I'm still playing it, and then when you talk to other people that play it, and you know, you get that excited kind of conversation going about what they're doing.
Kind of water cooler moment.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, one of my good friends at work played it, and I'm almost caught up to her now. And we just come into work and just talk for 20 minutes every day about what we've been doing. It's awesome.
Okay, man. I keep on seeing it. I go, I must buy it because it's cheap. But then if I buy it. I've got so many other things to play. I've got Spider-Man sitting on this PS4 in here, and what do you do? So I bought
Horizon Zero Dawn and Spider-Man because they were all very cheap. Mm. Well, Spider-Man wasn't, but it was half price, which I didn't think I'd get it for a while. But if you get it for $10, which I'm guessing you'll probably see that somewhere around the holidays, right after Christmas, pick it up and throw it in there, and then when you get a chance to play it, you do it.
Yeah, I did catch myself dipping. We'll talk about it in a minute or two, but dipping into the some of the sales of the last couple of days.
Jeez, see, I like linear games too, and not too much open world. And this actually has a nice blend of both. I don't know, Kim, did you ever play this?
No, I haven't, not but I do have it. So
because I got a guy at work that was just started playing it because we just started to share our PS4 accounts, and he's like, "It's very linear." I said, "It's linear in the beginning, and it does it on purpose to help build you up and teach you, and then." Then you start getting to the points where you can really go out and explore and have fun. So,
all right,
we'll probably talk more about this when we talk about games of the year. Yeah.
Mm.
Certainly, yes, and that will be coming in the new year.
Yes, it will.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Also, there's this golf thing.
Club.
The golf club. All right.
I just picked that up,
Gary. No, I have not picked this up. I had the golf club. The golf club 2, golf club 2019. Does it do a lot more better, or is it just an iterative?
I would say it's definitely the same as before. I mean, it's definitely a little more polished, and it looks a little bit better graphically. The thing that they did that was majorly different was the campaign is much better. Like, you actually can play a real tour.
Okay.
They have actual courses designed for TPC courses. So Sawgrass and stuff like that, Arizona, Scottsdale, I think, is one of the TPCs. So although people created them themselves anyway, you actually have custom design TPC courses. Is it worth spending an extra $50 on? I would say no, but I do enjoy it. But I did pick it up on, I think, a 60% off sale, probably from Green Man Gaming. And I wanted to, I mean, I enjoy the golf club tours, TGC Tours or whatever it is.
Right. This is the website where they kind of have this.
Yeah. They're an independent. They're not from the game developer.
Right.
But they set up a tour where every week you play in a different tournament. You play four rounds. And I enjoy that. And if I wanted to do that, I needed the new game. So.
Right. And that's across all platforms. Kind of everybody can participate.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, yes. So there's Xbox, PC, and PlayStation folks in there. They're just, the way they do it is you join the society for them and play in the tournament through the society. And then when it goes to the website, they just combine all the different platforms.
Hey, I did get my question.
First hole in one. Oh, no, second hole in one on the game this week, too. Yes, question.
Do you think this is a game that could go to Switch? Do you think it could run on the Switch?
I don't really know much about the Switch, but sure, why not? I don't know
it
anything about
it. Seems
like
a game that would be perfect for, I mean, you know, a golf game would seem like an ideal thing to have on a portable device.
Actually, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it would actually, now you mentioned it, that would be a nice place for it to reside. They don't have it on Nintendo, I don't think, though, do they?
No, not to my knowledge.
Yeah, they should get that going.
So we'll start the campaign right here.
So, not exciting games, but that's it.
All right. No. Hey.
Well, God of War is exciting, but
I was going to say God of War is pretty exciting. So,
yeah.
Let's shift gears. Miss Kim Woods.
Mm-hmm.
I see a massive list of games on your list.
Well, you know, considering what this week was like, I'm surprised I got to play anything this week. But I did manage to get a little Red Dead 2 in because my PlayStation journey for Red Dead 2 is not getting as far as my Xbox One. So I thought I'd give it a little love this past week, so try to work on the story a little more.
You're trying to keep them together, like,
well, you know, guide them along. As possible, you know. But
why would you need to keep them together? Why not just do the single player on one platform and then the multiplayer on both or one or the other?
I don't know. I just am. Okay. I can't explain it. I don't know. Well, and right now on the Xbox, I'm wanted for $200, and at least on the PlayStation, I haven't had to do that yet, so, you know.
$200?
Yes. Does it feel good to be wanted for $200?
Yeah, fucking heck.
Yes.
Heck, class, Kim.
yeah. Everybody's after me now. So, yeah, I'm working on that. I did the Uncle mission this morning because I waited because it was glitched, and I didn't want to do it till after they patched it because I already did it on the Xbox and screwed it up. Okay. So, you know, other than that, yeah, Red Dead 2. I might get it done by the end of next year, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
Are you going for, like, completionist, like, every side mission?
Oh, no. I may be every side mission, but I'll definitely not get all the trophies or all the achievements or anything like that, because I know there's a shit ton of achievements and stuff for doing certain things, and, well, I'll never have that done, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna, that's one thing, you know. I did not bother looking at was the achievement list for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, I'll have an achievement pop up, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. But right? I'm strictly there for the story at this point. I'm actually bypassing most side missions, just focusing in on story.
Mm-hmm. Nerd Allegiance says you're hardcore, Kim, but we already knew that. So hardcore, yeah. Softcore, whatever, that's Kim. She's got two copies on PlayStation and Xbox. You know, have you done much of the multiplayer stuff, Kim?
No, I haven't. Actually, I got started because I saw the deal where they were going to give you free money and stuff. So I got started, but I got to the horse thief guy? I think was the name Corey or something.
I forgot his name, but I know you're talking about. Yeah.
I got to there, and they're like, you have to play with randoms. I'm like, it's late at night, and I'm thinking, okay, I guess if I have to play with randoms, then I get on there, and some dude's, like, heavy breathing into his mic, and I'm like, okay, that's enough of that. Good night. So.
See, so I did that. I did that that mission, but I didn't even have my headphones on.
That's what I'm going to have to do.
You don't, so it's a very straightforward mission. It's basically you steal a horse from this ranch, you race to another location. That's it. It's done. And then they disconnect you from the people you were playing with, and you are in your own little, you know, kind of setup for online. So it's not nearly as, I think, intimidating as it comes across at first.
Mm-hmm.
So I would
Mine
say
was just
jump
with
in.
A bunch of randoms, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but just do it. Just don't worry about it. Don't put your headset on. You don't have to listen to the heavy breather. You can just go race, get your horse. Go back to the location to drop it off. You're done. It unlocks the online, and then from there you can do what you want to do.
I'll do that.
Which for me was I instantly started just killing everybody I came across, and then they would respawn relatively quickly and kill me.
Yeah, of course.
It was this. It was a hilarious back and forth for a good like 30 minutes of just, you know, getting in gunfights and then paying the price for it, then getting back into the gunfight, paying the price for it. It was, I mean, I could see there really was going to be no end to that, but it was still fun. It was a good time.
That's what I'm looking forward to is you know, getting together with a bunch of people and just doing, I don't know, whatever there is to do. I'm all for it. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. All right, shut up, you two.
Nicole.
Yes, sir.
Nicole, let's talk about what you've been playing.
Did a quickie with Roberto and played some Gears, original Gears.
Yeah.
Nice. He really likes that game. It's a lot of fun, and it's kind of held up for the time it's been around. And then, like I said, I slept for a few days, so. The Rise of Civilizations, that's still a thing. We're in two different kingdoms now and rocking and rolling.
All right. Excellent. Robin.
Yeah.
We can talk about a number of games. I mean, where do you want to start? Do you want to start at Below, or do you want to finish with Below and start with Train Simulator.
Let's talk some Below. Okay, so
all right, let's talk Below.
I've been putting quite a bit of time into Below, last time around, I was waxing lyrical all about Below and wondering what it was, and I'm still enjoying it, and it is frustrating me all at the same time. So, deceptively difficult as you progress. And frustrating when you do get killed and you lose all your shit and you have to go and try and find it again and fight your way back through all the bits and pieces. But, excuse me, at the same time, it's great exploring. It has that real dungeon crawler adventuring. And even before, I think we were speaking through the weekend, I was saying, like, it reminds me of some old games. If anybody was a Spectrum guy, like things like a Tic Attack. Or Attic Attack, as some people would have called it, where you go from screen to screen. Yes, the screen does scroll a little bit in this, but you do go exit the screen from the left, right, top, bottom.
Well, it's kind of room to room. Right?
Yeah. And it's sort of, so there's some very old school stuff in it. It's very atmospheric. It's cool. I mean, how are you getting on? Because I think you've been playing a wee bit because you see me playing a wee bit of it. So, how has your adventure been?
This is a game that, I mean, you know, we talked about it before, you know, the Dark Souls aspect of it, and I don't think that's a fair comparison. You know, it is a roguelike. At the end of the day, that is the best and only comparison that should be made. People wanting to say it's kind of like Zelda, even now I shy away from that. I think the only resemblance of Zelda is the fact that it's got a kind of a top-down view. Outside of that, it plays nothing like Zelda. It, I think, uses some mechanics that are there just to be difficult, like the hunger and the thirst the cold.
I wish you could switch it off.
Those are really punishing. And so I still like the game, but I'm not in love with the game.
I
think for a Game Pass game where you get this as part of Game Pass, it's perfect, and I highly encourage anybody with Game Pass, play Below. You know, you will get value out of that. If I bought this game and paid, I think it's $40, something like that, $30, somewhere in there, I might be a little upset. I might not be as happy with my purchase.
It is
punishing, and I think the build up for this game. I don't think a lot of people understood what exactly this game was going to be. And partly that's because nobody really knew what the game was truly going to be. So I think a lot of people didn't expect it to be as difficult as it actually is. And that difficulty is again, kind of, I think, in some parts, it's an earned difficulty because of the challenge of the monsters and the puzzles. And other parts of it's just difficult to be difficult because of the eating and the drinking.
The eating and the drinking bit. Fair enough. I can kind of live with that. And the monsters getting difficult, fair enough. What is pissing me off is some of the solutions to the puzzles are so obscure that you wouldn't get them without looking at a guide or without shining a torch, which doesn't have exhaustible batteries at every single wall in the place. Like I described the other night about going from level 2 down to level 3, that I had to look it up because there's no way I was ever I was wandering for ages trying to work out what to do next, and it was so obscure. But then again, now that I've learnt the obscurity, maybe it'll progress and I will get it a bit more. But I think it's pissy annoying that way. That's the annoying part of it, the frustrating part of it, because there is a really good game there. So
yeah, I don't even mind so much the dying part of it, and like your body is you know, it's permadeath, so you die in a spot, all your gear is there, and then you're reborn, or you come in as a new person to the island, and you can go find your body and get all the loot from it, or you could just kind of continue on. The problem is, let me take a step back. You have to go find your body. You can't not go find your body. And the reason for that is there is this lantern. That's the magic lantern you were just talking about. That you shine the light on walls and it opens up puzzle pieces for you in terms of revealing new caves, entrances. You need that lantern to progress. You literally cannot progress in this game without that lantern. So if you die, you have to go back to your body. And you don't need necessarily all the gear that's on your body or the items that you've collected. It's just that lantern. That lantern is the only thing you really need. And as the game gets harder and you get deeper, getting back to your body becomes the chore in and of itself. Yeah. And so I would have liked them to have maybe made that lantern either something that you could retrieve again up top and just, kind of take a new path or new direction if you wanted, and not make, it pivotal for you to find your body.
Yeah.
To get back to your body.
Bit of a pain in the butt.
But anyway, that was the question I was going to ask. If you die, so you have to go find your body in order to get the lantern back. It's just not put like where it was originally, and you have to go,
You have to go and find the lamp.
So, gotcha.
Yeah, there's a map. There's a map system, which is not the best map system.
It's obscure too, but it does work. It's very obscure. With it. Now there are other things opened up. There are lockers,
and it does. Hold on, Robin. Hold on. The map does show where your body is.
Roughly.
I was trying to get at.
Roughly.
Yes. Roughly shows you. It'll show you kind of how far down you need to go to get to your body, and then it'll once you get to the level where your body's at, you'll be able to see kind of again in a roundabout way of how to get to your body.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps you in that sense, but help is very much in quotes. Because I don't necessarily find it to be the most helpful.
Now, as you open up other things, like there's a storage room where you can store weapons and costumes and armor and jewels. It's like a little secret sort of place that you go to and at the fireplaces, so that as you build up a load of jewels, you can go and store them. So if you do die, they will always be there, sort of thing. And there is fast travel system, which is limited in itself as well, unnecessarily. But anyway, look, it's a puzzle game that's just tough, like Super Meat Boy, but in a that sort of toughness, but in an adventure style game, there is a draw to it to bring me back to it. Anyway,
I think it's a good roguelike.
Yeah,
it's a good roguelike.
It's a great game. We're taking away from me here.
Understand, it's a roguelike. That's at the end of the day. Okay. All right, what else, Robin? What else?
Next thing I want to talk about is something that we have been talking about for a week or two now, which is Strange Brigade, which is also in Game Pass. This is a brilliant. It is such a beautiful, exciting Indiana Jones style tally-ho, I'm out to get things and back in the 50s type of Buck Rogers sort of Flash Gordon sort of thing. Those sort of characters, the way they talk with each other. And if you can look at the feed on it, it's great. You're fighting mummies and these big, massive scorpion things. And you can play it single player, or you can play it four player horde mode, like or co-op like Gears. And it's not just like a little tight area. I mean, if you can, the levels are big, and the weapon varieties and the monsters, and it just looks like so much fun. And we haven't been able to hook up to play multiplayer with a lot of us. I know Phil has been playing this, I've been playing this. It is brilliant. This is well worth us getting together. I want to play this together with a group of people. It just looks fab. It's fun, 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 fun. So, yeah, Strange Brigade. Wow. What a great little game to all play together. So I want to, that's one to check out. Definitely. Definitely
I'll download Christmas it. Game.
Yeah, please do so, please. And I think, Nicole, with your Gears love, your guys would transition into this so well. They really would. You'll love this with Gears Horde mode. This is the will play the similar sort of way. Oh wow!
What really game is this?
Strange Brigade. Strange okay. Brigade.
I know you mentioned it at the beginning, but that doesn't mean it. I had retention.
You know, they had a demo out for Strange Brigade back in the when it first launched, and I tried the demo, and I remember thinking, you know what, this is actually not too bad. And just never followed through. So now that it's out in Game Pass, it's actually kind of a real big bonus.
I'm also going to mention, I'll just get it up here now. I love my car racing, and I've sort of stepped away a little bit of late. But I partook in some, they took some money off me over the last week or so because of the sale that was on. Yeah, the Microsoft people.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get somewhere some racing here in transition up. Sorry. And I haven't touched an F1 game in many years now. 2018 was down for cheaps on the Xbox Store a few days ago, and I thought I'd fire it up. And I fired it up last night and done the first race of the year, which is Australia. And I've got to say, this is the most complete F1 game I've ever played. It feels good, it feels solid, it has so many options in it. You can play it as a newbie boy with everything on it, but or all your assists on it, or you can break it right down. It has the full 20-odd races. The sort of story and your progression of your character is fabulous. They've got all the gadgets and bits and pieces on board that you can adjust while you're driving. It's just an awesome, it's probably the best F1 game ever made. So, I know you guys really aren't into F1.
I was going to say, this is kind of right about, you remember when we were talking about fantasy football earlier?
Yeah. This is it. Anyway, look, racing fans, if you've stayed away from F1, wow, jump back in again, because this is super duper. And the last thing I just want to pull up here is something, one of our lads, Glenn, loves anything with reels, and we can put YouTube on. He is a disabled chap, and he loves watching anything with wheels, and he loves watching YouTube of trains and steam trains. So I thought, oh, okay, train simulator. Yes, this will be good. I can get him to watch trains, and he can play with me, and we can have good fun together, and he can sit beside me, and we can do this. So again, this was also cheap, so I went and grabbed it and fired it up again after my F1 session last night to think, oh, this is great. This is as in-depth as the Formula One is, but for trains. This is... So you start off with this big train, and you have to... There's a help girl that's helping you, and she sort of tells you what you have to do. Like, just start this train, you have to turn that button to there, and press this button to here, and turn that dial to this, and turn that to there, and wait until the revs get to there, and push that handle forward there. Okay, now we can start to think about starting the engine. I need a train game that the right trigger is go, and the left trigger is stop.
Right.
And I've got a button for a horn. And just drive around the tracks. That's what I need. But this is seriously complex.
This is not that game.
This is not that game. This is a pure train sim that you could get lost in.
This kind of reminds me of Kerbal Space Program, which is a game that on the surface, when you look at it, you think, oh, building rockets with cute little worker guys, it'll be fun, and you can just have some fun with it. No, it's like a hardcore space sim, like rocket trajectory, like engineering angles, the whole nine yards.
Yeah,
that's what this is sounding like. and sounding like something I will never, ever purchase.
Right?
I'm not looting the chat. Womble.
Kim, such a pain in the ass.
Kim does have a button for her horns. Yes. Oh dear. Happy Christmas. Anyway, yeah, so that's what I've been up to. There are some great deals out there for people that want, and on PlayStation, on Xbox, and I'm sure on PC as well, but there are some great, very tempting deals to go and buy stuff.
Yes.
So it's lots of really like stuff that is like sub $5 on the Xbox store, which is kind of crazy because it just doesn't happen. Some good stuff out there. So
the Steam winter sale just started because like my whole wish list went on sale this week. Oh, so
me.
Yeah. I mean every store right now has some kind of big sale going on. It's pretty insane. So I mean it's a good time if you're a gamer or you're new to gaming and you want to get some games on the cheap. I mean now is the time. But yeah, so let's see. For me, we already talked about Below. We already talked about Red Dead 2. So I won't bother talking about either of those. Mutant Year Zero. I continue to play this game. I continue to enjoy this game. This is a game that I think is the kind of right blend of, I won't say action, just exploration and turn-based strategy. It is a really enjoyable experience. It's got some great characters in it, some fun writing. It is all about you're basically part of this. I'm trying to remember what they call them. I think they call them stalkers. But basically, you're a team that goes out into the apocalyptic world to gather resources for your I won't say civilization, but your town. And you're being always sent out, and you get sent out on kind of a rescue mission. The two main characters are a mutant pig and a mutant duck. So that in and of itself should when I say mutants, it's basically they're humans that have been transformed. So they have some human attributes. They talk and walk like humans, but they also have physical appearances of these animals. And as you level up, you will be able to kind of get new powers that might transform them further. The duck character, one of the transformations is you can actually sprout wings and get a height advantage on some of your shooting. So it's a very charismatic XCOM-like experience, and it's not as intimidating as XCOM is on the surface. I will say I actually think it's harder than XCOM, actually, in the turn-based combat, and that solely resides around the fact that your characters are very vulnerable. They can die very quickly, and this game really encourages stealth tactics more than it does a head-on firefight. And that's a painful lesson because I think the normal desire is to just go into everything and go for the big firefight.
Yep.
And that will get you killed quickly. Almost instantly every time you will die that way. There's rare occasions when you're going to be able to win a fight like that. So you usually have to sneak around picking off the outer guards and then slowly kind of whittling your way down and get to the inside.
See, if I, was
I
that,
don't know what's going on. I'm was, not going to ask know. Him.
Don't
know. No.
Just let's move on. Let's move away from this G spot here. If I was that duck, all I would want to do is cut the friggin' pig up because it's walking bacon.
It's true. True. It is.
But ducks
it is
don't eat bacon, so you know.
This duck might.
Well, true.
Yeah. So the good news is I've progressed in the game. I now have a larger team. And one of my big complaints early on with this game was if you lose a player, because it is permadeath, if you lose somebody, it felt like you couldn't really progress because you only had two or three characters at the time and your max squad was three. And so it just felt very limiting. And now I have a four squad member, and it makes you choose who you actually send out. So you don't actually have all of your people out at the same time. So now it suddenly feels like you have kind of a squad to choose from, and figure out whose strengths you want to utilize when you're out in the field. So still doesn't make it any easier, though. It's still very challenging on the combat front. And that's my one – the one drawback on this game is the combat, I think, is a little bit more punishing than even XCOM. And XCOM can be a very punishing game. This game, I feel like, is even more so.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're not sort of filling me full of confidence here?
Again, it's on Game Pass. So if you have Game Pass, try it. Yeah. There's no reason not to. It's just it's a game that I think I wish they would have gone a little bit different direction on the combat. I wish they would have made it a little easier to have firefights. Now, I'm playing it on hard mode. Maybe that's something worth mentioning. Mark is playing it on the easier mode. He seems to not be having as much difficulty with the combat. So maybe just starting it out, play it on easy, that might be the best way to go.
Because Greg, Mark is playing it on like baby mode, isn't he?
Yes, baby mode. That's Mark.
Well, that's about his level, so yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think we should just nickname Mark Baby Mode.
Hello, Mark Baby Mode, right? Yep. Family, I hope you're having a great show so far, and I hope everything's going smoothly for you, Robin Spinning.
God.
The voicemail that will never be heard. Right. Lastly, I've been playing PUBG and the new snow map. They launched that out on the test servers. It's been out on PC. They launched it out for the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox for the test servers. So I fired that up. The thing I actually was more curious about, the snow map one I was obviously curious about, but I had seen some video of it, so it wasn't all that shocking. I think it's a good map. It's maybe the best map size. And I say that in that Sandhook is a 4x4 map.
Yeah,
and
have it on the screen now, yeah.
Yeah, the two main maps are considered 8x8 maps. This map is a 6x6 in terms of scale, and it has kind of the good feel of being small, so you get into combat pretty easily, but it's big enough to where you feel like you can have some exploration and not necessarily fall right into a firefight. By the way, Nicole, I love that you put your phone like right up to the camera.
I was just crossing it over.
I will say the one thing I was most curious about with PUBG was they added in a resolution and a frame rate mode.
And apparently aliens. I'm just saying.
And apparently aliens, yes.
Well, according to the stream, yes, there's aliens. Yeah. So
lots of PUBG. Aliens. It just looks much better, actually,
just
than PUBG.
Because it's
graphically.
I'm just saying.
That's not PUBG.
Not PUBG, baby. Anyway, resolution and frame rate mode. So on the Xbox One X, they added this in. The frame rate mode drops it to a 1440 resolution. Still keeping it at 30 frames, mind you, though. That was my biggest disappointment. I wanted them to be either 4K at 30 with variable frame rate and then go to maybe 1080p and just throw it at 60 frames and let it be smooth. But they kept it at 30. It is definitely smoother, so it runs better. So I think this might be on the pro version on the PS4. I could be wrong, but I think they offered it up on the pro version. And if not, oh well. So there's that. PUBG, it's still a thing. I still love this game and definitely will be playing more of it.
Okay. All right. Very good.
That's it. Robin.
Yeah.
You posted up some Amazon nonsense. Let's get into this.
Yeah, okay. Well, I like a good list every now and again, and I was trying to track down the numbers, because I know you like numbers. I know you're not good at them, but you know you've got a five on your T-shirt there.
Wait,
so,
hold on. Yeah. Number one.
Ah. And I could put the list of Amazon's best-selling video games of 2018, and it's actually quite interesting. And there's one company has done extremely well out of this year, and it would surprise some people that it's Nintendo over everybody else.
It's not shocking at all.
The number
Nintendo
one
Nintendo titles
yeah,
well,
and they hold their money too. So I mean, the number one selling game on Amazon this year was Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Edition, followed by the second is Super Mario Party, third is Red Dead Redemption 2, then you've got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Spider-Man, Super Mario Odyssey, God of War, The Legend of Zelda, it's like a Nintendo every other one, Call of Duty, and Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu, which is that sort of the top 10. Out of that top 10, 60% of it is Nintendo stuff, which is, do you think that's serious people buying, serious gamers, or just Nintendo people just buying games because that's what they do? I don't know. The software's always great. You know, their stuff is fabulous. Everything, the quality is good. Never got Super Smash Brothers. Never understood that. But even that's been at the top of the Amazon sales charts for months, even though it was only came out in December, the 7th. So pre-orders and people buying it has put it at the top of the charts for months and months before it even came out. It was number one. Isn't that crazy?
It is, but I mean, remember, I mean, I think back to the reaction people had over the E3 announcement, which, I mean, me personally, I looked at that E3 announcement and I was like, Jesus, just make it go away. But everybody lost their shit over Super Smash. I mean, it was...
And I don't understand it.
They have a fanatical fan base for that game. So yeah. It doesn't shock me that it's done so well.
So, and if we look at the top 10, only two of the games that are in that top 10 list are multi-platform. So it's all... So you've got the ones that are there, the PlayStation ones that are there, your Spider-Man and your God of War, exclusive to the consoles. So there you go. So the Microsoft...
Japan.
The Microsoft guys... Japan. The Microsoft guys have to... all these purchases of companies that they bought, we'll need to see some of those. I would like to see some things in there from the Microsoft camp in the next year or two. Because that's good for everybody, not just for me, you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good games, good games.
Mm.
Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law. It's like coleslaw.
Murphy's Law.
Yes, it is.
Coleslaw, baby. Coleslaw. Nicole. Cool.
What?
Who said it best?
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tuck.
My goodness. So, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's in the lead. Somebody else is behind them. Just kidding. My screen is so small right now, I can't see half of this shit. So, Kim's still in the lead. Greg is at 11. Robin, 13. Mark apparently was robbed and only has 17 points.
Well, because I'm cheating.
So. Bill has 5. So, Gary Clunt. You have an opportunity to overtake Phil. I don't know how exciting that's going to be for you, but there's an opportunity there.
It should be exciting, good. Gary.
Percentage-wise, I think I'm doing pretty damn good,
yeah,
considering the number of shows I'm on.
Phil did call you out too, Gary. So I'm just saying there's a rivalry forming here.
There is.
This is my last opportunity to overtake Robin, and we know Mark just ducked out. He couldn't take the pressure, so he faded.
Yeah.
He decided against it.
He wilted.
He did.
Like a
he
flower
wilted.
In the sun. Yes.
I'm just all intimidating. Right, so.
If we're ready, who said it best?
Where are we putting it?
Last
hold on.
Of these.
There's no names here.
Kim likes it on top. Rob's not fussy where. we can get rid of
Phil. He doesn't cheat, but he takes
Phil.
Oh. Make me Phil.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Fill exactly. me. Fill me up.
Fill me up.
God.
Fill the cup. Fill 2 cups.
Oh, yeah.
2 cups, Gary. Okay, then.
I win. I think I get a point for that.
You might.
I think not. I think you get 2 taken away.
It's a tough time.
See how that works? All right. So last time we're playing this, friends. Last time.
You know.
Winner takes it all.
Oh, yes. Quadruple points.
In fairness,
points
we
and
have
bonus
a winner.
Points. Quadruple points tonight, please.
It might be a triple bonus point, quadruple point situation.
Oh, penalties for anyone wearing a hat. -10 points. penalty for anybody that laughs. -10 points. Oh, damn it. Kim. Yep,
everybody wearing glasses. -5.
Alrighty then.
Let's get on with this. Come on, Nicole.
You guys know how the game works. You guys only get one friggin' point each, so quit sucking up and quit taking them away.
Hold on a second. I'll just all get right. Mine ready here now. There you go.
Vote number one. Robin.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Shush.
Hey, Nicole.
Wake me when you need me.
Sorry? Nudge me when you need me?
Wake me when you need me. Robin, shut the fuck up. That's got to be a quote somewhere. I think I say that every game.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I'm actually sad I turned on the Twitch view.
Okay. So, last time, because Robin obviously needs it three times.
Yes.
Wake me when you need me. Who said it best? Marcus from Gears. Master Chief from Halo or Coach from Left 4 Dead? Wake me when you need me. A, Marcus. B, Master Chief. Or C, Coach? Your answers in 3, 2, 1. All right. Gary, you like big boobs, don't you? You always go with the C's and the D's. I'm just saying.
Well, he's got 2 cups to fill.
Yeah, he does. And he's filling
D-cup a cup, Gary. There you
he's
go.
He's trying to fill a D cup with a C. And in your instance, it's not gonna work. So you get some wah 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 music for you there, Gary. And Kim, Rob, not Fussy Wear, and Greggles all picked B, Master Chief.
Yeah.
Which the is correct.
Yeah.
See, B. The guy goes to sleep. What a loser.
Really?
Come on.
He at least gets pizza.
Master Chief. Dude, at least I ate too much and turkey and went to sleep.
All right. Number two. Because let's do this quick and make it quick and dirty. Number two.
I like it. Anyway.
Kill all sons of bitches. That's my official instructions. Kill all sons of bitches. That's my official instructions. Who said it best? Ellis from Left 4 Dead 2, Nick from Left 4 Dead 2, or Francis from Left 4 Dead 1? A, Ellis, B, Nick, or C, Francis? I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
No, there it goes.
And my G needs to be a Greg, not a Gary. Let's see. I have 2 B's, a C, and an A. So, let's see. We have Kim and Rob, who have picked Nick from Left 4 Dead 2. We have a Gary who has picked Francis from Left 4 Dead 1. And last but not least is Uncle Greggles with Ellis from Left 4 Dead 2. Well, at least one of y'all got it right. Two of y'all did not. Actually, three of y'all did not.
Oh.
I know. So that puts it between Gary and Greg, both my G's. Mm-hmm. So, Kim and Rob, you're out.
Oh, who's in the right G spot tonight?
Yep. And the person with the right G spot would be Uncle Greggles.
Figures. Loser.
It was Ellis.
Robin, yeah. I'm right behind you.
Yeah, I'm actually impressed. Okay, third and
hello,
final
fellow
quote.
Family.
Oh, Frank, where'd that voice come from? Mark!
Stop it.
Third and final
for Mark
for the quote. Year.
Yes, of the year. Third and final quote of the year. My weapon is like Dempsey's head. Empty.
Who?
Yes. My weapon is like Dempsey's head. Empty. Who said it best? Richtofen? Takeo? Or McTavish? And these are all Call of Duty characters. A. Richtofen, B. Takeo, or C. McTavish? Yeah. I need your answers in 3, 2, 1. Since you don't know, just pick something.
Pick my favorite letter.
I like that y'all pick the absolute most popular of the characters. And you're all wrong.
Yeah, well.
Except of Rob, who picked the correct answer.
Yes! Damn you see it. That? I didn't touch my keyboard once all the way through that quiz. Yes!
Because you knew one of them was going to be a B.
Oh, superb!
Thank you very much. Love it.
All righty.
So what does that do to the scores?
Yeah.
What does that do to the scores?
Kim, you won this thing with 23 points.
Finally! I've been on the show for how long and I finally did a quiz.
Yeah, that's absolutely superb. I almost spilled my beer.
So I need your answer.
Whoa! What a girl! It's fantastic! She's done it! Brilliant!
I know!
What do you win? What do you win?
Right?
Me not kicking your ass is what you win.
I wasn't worried about that anyway, but all right.
No, you weren't.
we'll have to do something special for you, Kim.
We'll do something for you. Yep.
Toilet.
I'll send the tank top.
Or if you will actually really want it, but yes, Gary's going to send you a tank top. It also might be considered lingerie. But that's beside the point.
First prize is a week with me. Second prize is 2 weeks with me.
Anyway, thank well you done, guys Kim. For letting me do this for you. It's been a lot of fun.
Hey, well, you're really going to be coming back and doing it again.
Damn right.
In the new year. Don't think you're getting out of this completely. We might
no,
be
I know, but there's
quizzes.
Another quiz in the future.
Yeah, but we're going to, I think, kind of shorten the seasons a little bit. We're not going
to
make them.
The season was supposed to go along with.
I know.
But I totally blanked, and you know.
It's all right.
Right. Womble has a great suggestion for a prize. A year's supply of batteries.
Well, I think we could do the batteries and the whiskey. We'd all be happy. I mean, I'd be happy, whatever.
Okay.
Well, this show just went in the shitter real quick, didn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
God,
all right. Hey.
Here is the fucking news.
Wasn't quite ready for that, Robin, but you're Johnny on the spot, so let's do some news. Let's do some news real fast. There were two news stories that actually popped up. I thought there'd be no news. To be perfectly honest, but I saw these two, so I thought, you know what, let's throw them out there. I'm not necessarily familiar with the site G2A, but it's an online store. Apparently, you can do buying and selling of games, that kind of thing. Apparently, they've come under a lot of scrutiny over a terms of agreement that they have, basically that if you are inactive on your account for more than 180 days, they will deduct €1 every month, basically, until you become active again. It comes out of your wallet. So let's say you had a wallet up in there, and you know you put $10 or whatever in there, and you went inactive. They automatically start deducting this, and basically, you know, I guess they came forward saying that this is because it is costly to them to keep accounts open. Look, you're a storefront. My theory on this is you're making a shitload of money already. This is a pretty shitty customer service thing to do. It's not consumer friendly at all.
Friggin' Brexit. We'll Brexit and our bloody euros. Jesus. Brexit. That's it again. Typical. See, when the Brexit comes, that'll sort everybody out. No euros here.
Shit. Yeah.
They charge you like a bank, though. A bank does that.
Yeah. So they say if users not if user does not log in through the website to user's account for over 180 days, the company is entitled to charge the user's G2A wallet inactivity fee in the amount of €1 per month or less. If there is no sufficient funds in the user's G2A wallet to charge the entire activity fee. So basically, they'll charge you up to €1, but let's say you only had 50 cents in there, they'd take 50 cents. The company is also entitled to terminate the user's G2A wallet if there is no sufficient funds on it, which allows the charge of the inactivity fee. So in other words, if you had zero money in your account and they go to charge you, they would just close your entire account if they couldn't charge you.
That's disgusting. So, that really is disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty underhanded. So again, I don't know if this pertains to anybody in our audience, anybody listening, but if you do use G2A, I would think twice about it, or at least make sure that you are active on your account so you don't get this ridiculous euro charge. Not that it's a lot of money, you know, per se, but it's the premise of this. This is, you know, a sneaky way for them to take money from people without people really knowing.
Like it was, if you remember a couple of years ago, there was it was like Gamefly in the UK. God, I can't even remember the name of it now. And nearly all of us over here subscribed to it. It was a rental services. You got two games on disc, and for whatever it was, 10 quid a month or something like that there. And I know Mike Chin and loads of people in the community. We all sort of partook in this. And they were either hacked or their credit card provider was hacked. And lots of us, including myself, got charges and money taken off our account. You know, a couple of hundred quid was taken off. Now, it was returned, but pretty much they completely denied that there was anything wrong. But there was just too many people had all been affected the same way, and it kind of just killed that company. And sorry, that's what needs to happen here. This company needs to get taught a lesson. So, yeah.
Don't disagree at all. So yeah, users beware. Last little story, and this just came out from a Q&A with Ubisoft. But basically, Beyond Good and Evil 2 requires an internet connection. Per their response, Beyond Good and Evil 2 is an online multiplayer game with a rich co-op and seamless experience. Ubisoft explained, as such, the game will only be playable with an internet connection in order to have seamless navigation, receive dynamic updates, and play with friends, which is certainly better when you're playing as a space pirate, according to them. The choice to play co-op, however, remains yours to make, so you can play it solo, but you, even in playing it solo, will have to be connected to the online in order to play it.
Okay, I'm sorry, people in a submarine that only can have an Xbox 360, okay? This is the console for use. Okay, you guys in the submarine will not be able to play this game, but everybody else plays online. So what? That's the way of it. This is a non-story. This is a story that would have caused outrage 5 years ago, but not now. What game is not what game? But what are they saying here? It's saying it's you want to play with friends? Yes, online has to be there. Some of the dynamic updates, yes, that has to be online. Seamless navigation, because maybe there's something that you're getting fed from the cloud or whatever. Of course, the game will work better with that, and it just won't work with the whole tall without it. So,
I think the story here isn't necessarily so much about outrage as it is more a confirmation that this is an online multiplayer based game. You know, a lot of people were speculating, you know, was this going to be a single player only experience similar to what you had with the original Beyond Good and Evil? You know, because that had no multiplayer at all to it.
Yeah, yeah.
You
think the story here is
confirming that
it's multiplayer?
Yeah,
yeah.
It is a multiplayer. I mean, this is, you know, Fallout 76 is a prime example of what this game could be. You know, an online only experience where, you know, you have this big open world where you can play it solo or you can play it co-op. Honestly, that's exactly what Fallout 76 is.
Sadly, this game is Scotch Mist, and sadly it has set itself up to be better than it ever can be because of the video footage they've shown, the movie trailer style stuff with millions being spent on it that looked absolutely fabulous. It will never ever live up to how they've built it up, sadly. So
exactly. All right.
There you go.
Where are we now? Let's feel festive. Somebody just inquired right now. They said, "Hey, let's give away a game."
Ooh. How do you How do you do that? Lovely.
So that's a good question. How do we do that? So the way I'm going to do that.
Oh, here we go.
Kim.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Pretty yes. good, Robin. Well timed. You're my official chat watcher.
Indeed.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, I want you.
Womble says, you're not feeling his festive. yeah. Maybe you got one of those
prickles. Oh, I might be feeling your festive right now, Womble. I don't know. Kim, so I just rolled a number on a couple dice here. Yeah. And so what I want you to do is, in order of appearance, find out who was the seventh person on the chat. Can you do that?
Holy shit.
Take your time on that.
Give me a few minutes.
Preferably not a bot.
Yeah.
Seventh person?
Not a bot, yes. Yeah, okay. And not including us, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me scroll back up here and hopefully see.
All right. We will continue on, though.
Good to know this, you know, beforehand, but I know, that's all right.
I sprung it on you. I'm good like that.
You really did.
In the meantime, I'm going to talk about the new releases this week. How's that?
Oh, shit. I need to look that up. Sorry, I didn't fill that in.
No. It's okay. I'm fully prepared for what the new releases are for this week in time.
Can you handle this?
I think I can.
Good luck. I mean, you know.
I know.
Are you ready, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. There's no new releases this week. At least not on the
fucking Windows 98.
Exactly. If you're looking for a new game, it's already out. That's it. Hey, you know, a game I did not realize came out, and Earth Defense Force 5. How is this still really? Going?
Yeah. Right?
No, it came out. Movie.
Yeah. It came out, I guess, earlier in December. Apparently, it's still kind of a good game, and I think I played the first one for a little bit, but I can't believe this has got this like cult following that it's still doing, still going.
I've never played one, but I want to play one just because to say I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get me? You know?
I feel you.
You get me? Like you have to have turnip once, you know? Just to say you've had turnip.
Kim, I think at this point, just pick a name.
from what I'm gathering here, it would be Womble.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, there we go. All right, then.
Womble. It's a winner.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Greg, you do have to say his last name, Greg.
Oh, yes, please.
Because he did ask for that in the beginning of the show.
I just said it. I didn't see that earlier, but, you know, Nicol.
I like how he tells it.
Say it again? Say it again?
Nope. Not saying it again. We're done here. He just won Assassin's Creed Odyssey on PC, and if he tries to make me say his last name again, I'm taking it away.
It's all.
Very good. Very good. Congratulations. Happy Christmas to you. That's a copy of Pikachu's favorite race day. What is it?
Choose favorite race day, Barbie Horse Adventures, and Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Okay, and while we're on this phone, in my hand right now, I have a 2-month entitlement to Xbox Game Pass. So anybody that has
real quickly, yes? Hold on, Nick, I will DM you the code, by the way. So I'll take care of that on Twitch or Twitter.
Yeah,
anyway. Take care of it somewhere.
Somewhere or another, I'll get it to you, Nick.
Back alley, you know.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to make you do things for it, Nick, but just go along with it.
Yeah, well, look, I've got 2 months of Xbox Game Pass here. I believe it's 2 months. It's either a month or 2 months, but I think it is. Oh, no, tell a lie. It's 1 month. So I've got 1 month of Xbox Game Pass.
It's one day.
1 month. Oh, no, it's 3 hours. So anybody wants to try Xbox Game Pass for a month over Christmas time, just shout out in the chat now and I'll DM you the code. Okay? 1 month of Xbox Game Pass. It's for you. And there you go. Oh my goodness, I feel all overcome. And happy Christmas, everybody. Oh, lovely. Okay, so yes, over Christmas time, we're going to be playing together, I hope. I know we're all busy with families and stuff, Greg, yeah, but, you know, as if we're online and you get a minute, I know it's odd. I know we have 22 people on Christmas Day, so can't wait for Boxing Day that they're all gone and I stay in my onesie. So if you want to play games with me in my onesie at some stage on Christmas or Boxing Day, I'll be online and play. I want to play Strange Brigade over Christmas time with people, so... Yeah,
I desperately want that to be the case, but I am not going to be here for Christmas. In fact, we leave tomorrow morning. I'm going to be going to Reno. I'll be playing blackjack. If
Reno
that makes
in
you
the casino.
Yes.
Very good. But you could just go to the casino across the road there and go in the high stakes and have a very, very fantastic meal in high stakes. That's a restaurant.
Rob, you have a winner.
That's a restaurant. Oh, very good. Okay, sorted. I mean, there is a restaurant there. You know, called High Stakes,
yes.
And that's a casino. And you could, or you could just take the kids over to the park, just walk out your back the front door, walk across the lawn into the park and play there instead of going away. And then you could play Strange Brigade with me.
It You've scares me how much Google Street just reveals everything about your life. yes, in fact, I'm looking out of the park right now. It looks lovely, except for the overcast skies.
Oh, damn it. You should try our skies. Yeah.
Nope.
All right, wrap this up. My dogs are about to bark.
Okay.
Yeah, we are going to wrap this up because let's face it, this show is pretty much done now. We've gone
Victor
through
Chief,
Victor's
winners.
Chief. Wait, no.
We haven't.
We need to announce Victory Achieved winners, Robin.
Okay, so Victory Achieved is our ongoing competition. Once every 3 months, we pull a draw. For people that finish games, they tweet a photograph of themselves with the credits in the background to @OC_podcast. It will carry on next year. Victory Achieved hashtag on that tweet. And you win money. And the people that finish games this week, which are in the draw, the real Defoe, gentleman, finished God of War.
Come back!
Mr. Miyagi, you know what? After he's been on for a while now, when he eventually does get on, you know what? He's not that bad, Greg. He's not as bad as you make out to be. You know, he's actually a decent fella.
He's a nice guy.
Mr. Miyagi, 1984, finished 007, Everything or Nothing, and he'd done that on a PlayStation 2 emulator. Good lad. Kyle Adams, birthday coming up, he finished Red Dead Redemption 2. Okay, so out of all of the people that finished games in the last 3 months, we have a winner, ho bloody ho dinner. And the winner of our £15 or $20 gift is Mr. Killer Cranky, a new winner. Woohoo! And he
nice.
Got that for finishing Red Dead Redemption 2 on the 3rd of December. So one entry.
A worthy game.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yep.
So we will be in contact, Mr. Killer Cranky. Just give us your bank details, your sort code, and your PIN, and we will do something with it.
We promise to deposit money. We promise.
So congratulations. Yes. Victory Achieved will come back next year, bigger and better and more wonderful than ever. And Greg always loves this.
You all have a Victory's Achieved. Victory's Achieved. You have one. A Victory's Achieved.
Woo.
I broke a blood vessel doing that. I'll
bet you did. Gee, Christmas.
Good thing they recorded.
Yes, Mr. Killer Cranky, congratulations. Congratulations to Nick. Congratulations to who won the Game Pass?
Nerd Allegiance.
Congratulations to Nerd Allegiance.
Please send me a tweet at @BongoTheSean, please. @BongoTheSean, yeah. And we'll sort the DM out for that.
Yep. Please send dick pic. Thank yep. you.
Okay.
Oh, God, please don't.
Wow. No.
All right. No. We are done. We're done, folks. This is it. We're going to wrap this up. Thank you all for participating tonight. Thank you all for tuning in on twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, and youtube.com/OC podcast. You came in here some at 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast. 6 p.m. on Easter Island, 7 a.m. in Australia, and 3 p.m. Central. Can't forget Central. We really appreciate you guys tuning in live. If you somehow missed this and you think, gosh, I need to listen to this on recorded matter, you can go to iTunes. You can go to Stitcher. Just throw it onto your phone. Listen to it in the car while you're driving to work, when you're at the gym. We will play anywhere. If you need a club and you're feeling lonely, you want to be part of something bigger and better, okay, maybe not so much the better part, come check out the OC Podcast Club on the Xbox One, the OC Podcast Community on PS4, the OC Podcast Group on Steam, and if you're really desperate and really lonely, there are a few individuals on Discord on the OC Podcast server. We hear that's the future. Yes, Gary is the lonely person on Discord. But more importantly, we like hearing this.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I love that last part. All right. Let's wrap this up. Shout outs. Gary, why don't you start us off, please?
Sure. Well, the house is quiet. Just wishing Jenny continued to get well. Martanix's wife, of course. She's home. So I'm wishing her the best. I'm sure we all are. And send a birthday wish out to Rich. 21.
Amazing. Right? The man who never ages, I swear to God.
Sick motherfucker. Yeah.
Not so fair.
And thanks for having me part of the show this year.
Sure.
That's it.
You're welcome.
I'm done. Next up, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank darling. You.
How's your mic working out? Good?
Yeah. I actually, it's funny. I love that boy. Thing. But you want to pet it almost because it's so round. I'm just saying.
I'm not even going to say a word, Nicole, and you should probably stop now, too.
I'm not talking about that particular thing. But thank you, Gary, for my snowball.
Sharing my blue ball.
Yes, your blue snowball. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at @OC_Amaryllis. Amaryllis on the PlayStation 4 and Amaranth on Xbox and a myriad of Amma-related names on Rise of Civilizations. I do
Amma,
also...
Amma Hitler?
Pardon?
Amma Hitler?
You do realize you are within the... contingent United States, and I can cross borders to kick your ass. Just saying. All right. Anywho, we're wrapping this up because you had a time schedule, so stop interrupting.
Right?
Sorry.
Yes. Jenny, please continue to get better. Mark, quit pulling out your hair because Jenny doesn't feel good.
And you don't have much hair left. So.
I know. We do love you both. We do wish you well. Rich, fuck off. I know, whatever. And just a shout out to all of you guys, all of our wonderful shatters, and wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's go to Miss Kim.
Alrighty, speaking of her shatters, and I have quite the list here. Who are bots and who aren't bots? Well, Ben, the guess is all yours. Banana Nanon, RCGC, Skinny Seahorse, Commander Root. Pellets TV, Womble, MK3, and I have RCGC in there twice for some reason. Nerd Allegiance, Baron von Glauer, Soul Brother, Positivity Bot, Tide Floats It, VNK, Virgo Pros, Active Energy, Rainbow God Zippo, and Steve19, or Stive19, I'm not real sure. But anyway, there you go, that's our shatters. Happy holidays to you all. Shout out to you guys. We made it another year, and I'm still here because you haven't got rid of me yet. So, hey, it's always a good thing. And I won the quiz. So,
yes, congratulations.
Shout out to Jenny and Mark. You know, continue, getting better and everything. And, you know, Mark, calm down. So, yeah, happy holidays. Happy New Year. You know, have a good one, folks. How about you there, Greggles?
Robin, do we get a shout out from you?
No, fuck it.
2 weeks in
a row. All right, Robin.
2 weeks in a row. Okay.
You know what it is? It's Robin, we don't have your picture.
I know. I mean, easily forgotten. I just want to wish all of my podcast buddies happy, happy Christmas. Happy holidays, as you would say, but happy Christmas in the UK. And thank you. I thoroughly enjoy my time here. I sort of like letting the hair down. Some can let more hair down than others. And it's just nice to come and escape here for a couple of hours and do this. And it's a lovely, lovely thing to do. Secondly, the people who listen to us, thank you very much for listening. And especially the ones that come on the live show. If you can ever do that, it's great in the chat. How nasty we are to each other is just fabulous. It's hilarious. And so thank you very much for listening. And as Kim would say, this is why we do it. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. We probably would, but it doesn't really matter anyway. So Mark and Jenny, Mark, you had people in the chat tonight saying that they missed you and they wanted you to come back soon because we're all crap. So get back here. We need you here. Even though I'm getting the grips with this stuff here now, I still want you back again. I can show you some tips. And of course, to Rich, happy birthday tomorrow. So everybody, happy Christmas, everyone. I love you, and every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. It's a wonderful life. Something. God bless us all.
I'm gonna throw up in my mouth.
Bah humbug.
Robin.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
Good.
It's very nice.
Okay.
And look.
Yes.
Thank you to all four of you.
What?
For making the show. Love the full house. Love having all of you guys on. As Robin noted, as Kim noted, as Nicole's noted, as Gary noted, this is a fun podcast. We have a lot of fun. We do it really because we like doing it, not because of the listeners. But the side benefit is we have a lot of fun with the community. We really do. It is all about the community. We don't ask for money. We just put it out there because we want to just make people feel good about their weekend. Have a little fun, have a time to be able to kind of reflect and sit back and let, like Robin said, let the hair down. Just have fun, enjoy life. That's what video games should be about. That's what we're about. So yeah, we're going to sign off for this year and say thank you. We're going to come back in the new year with new quizzes, new things to do, new games to win, new people to do. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Well, all right.
Wait now.
Wait now. Anyway, thanks everybody. Mark, Jenny, we're so glad you're feeling better, Jenny.
Hello.
Here's.
Oh dear God.
Here is the feckin' whiskey. And
oh shit.
Yeah, Rich, congratulations. 21 happened only 20 times in your lifetime. So happy birthday, fucker. We wish you guys all a Merry Christmas. Have a safe and happy New Year. We will see you when we come back. Get us out of here, Robin. Start that music.
Kim, snorting the whiskey.
Yeah, that's a little.
Enough of that shit.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
if you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
People say. Come on. Yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, VGHub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.
I'm going to be old in like soon, a month.
Gonna be old in like soon a month.
Are you gonna be 50 next month?
Yeah.
I got till July.
I know.
I got 10 more years.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.